Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. KRWG News Time is 7:45. A study of Texas foster care finds that teen girls in the system are five times more likely to become pregnant than other Texas teens. Mark Richardson reports.
The Fostering Healthy Texas Lives report says the high pregnancy rate is jeopardizing teens' health and education and puts them at high risk of having their baby removed by Child Protective Services. Kate Murphy, a policy expert at Texans Care for Children, says their research discovered several factors that put young girls in foster care at a higher risk.
Youth in foster care move from home to home and school to school and may not be getting consistent information about reproductive health and may not be learning how to develop healthy relationships. A lot of them have experienced trauma, which can sometimes lead to risky behaviors.
The report from the nonprofit Texans Care for Children was derived from available state and national data, as well as conducting surveys, focus groups, and interviews with youth and adults involved in Texas foster care. Murphy says they found that not only does teen pregnancy in foster care often lead to a life of welfare involvement, but the children born to foster care teens are twice as likely to enter the foster care system themselves. She says the report finds that foster care teens often do not get the help and support they need from counselors at the state's Child Protective Services Agency.
They want guidance. They expect it from their caseworker, from their foster parent, their lawyer, their doctor, their CASA. But when we talked to providers, a lot of them feel ill-equipped. They don't know how to answer questions about this topic.
Murphy says while the teen pregnancy rate in foster care is statistically significant, the actual number of girls who need extra support to care for their children is relatively small.
The state has the resources to support 218 young families, and that investment is going to pay off when it comes to future earning potential, health care costs, future child welfare involvement, you name it.
She says other policy recommendations in the report include programs that provide pregnancy prevention through education on healthy relationships, better access to prenatal health services, and better support and coaching for pregnant and parenting youth. For Texas News Service, I'm Mark Richardson.
In a time of political upheaval, more people are getting involved at the local, state, and federal levels. Commentator Peter Goodman says while taking action can be hard, silence is not the answer.
There's a marvelous saying, "When I stand at last before the face of God, God will say to me, 'Show me your wounds.' And I will say, 'I have no wounds.' And God will ask, 'Was nothing on earth worth fighting for?'" Far as I can tell, that was first said by a fictional South African school principal in a story by Alan Paton. This principle has marked the best of my life. Falling short of it has marred the rest. Too often I've been too lazy, too busy, too comfortable, or too uncertain to stand up when I should have. Paton's black school principal had spent years not making a fuss, attending white people's tea parties, without bringing up politics, until finally he had to speak up against apartheid. The phrase doesn't mean fight violently. It doesn't include just the big fights opposing apartheid, segregation, the caste system, or genocide. It means speaking up when anyone is being unfairly victimized. When I was in the wrong place as a 17-year-old, a stranger saved me from being shot. I've stepped in to save people from beatings. Others I know have also intervened in violent or potentially violent situations. Sometimes just one person is enough. If you see someone getting beaten on the street, you do what you can to distract the attackers. In a room full of bigoted Christians, the rights and dignity of an atheist or a Muslim are worth fighting for. Whatever group you hang out in, your God would honor you for standing up to protect an innocent stranger against intolerance and injustice. I've watched the video of two black men handcuffed and jailed for simply sitting in Starbucks waiting for a friend. They never raise their voices. Starbucks employees call the cops. The police arrive and question the men. There's been no crime, but even after the friend shows up, the cops haul the men to jail. That's wrong. Even Starbucks and the Philadelphia police are apologizing. But what of us? When should we bystanders speak up? It can be tough to tell what's happening, granted. Those Philadelphia officers could have been interviewing the two men because of an outstanding felony warrant. But there are times when we need to ask employees or the police officers hired to protect and serve us what they're doing. We might be arrested for obstruction of justice or disorderly conduct, or someone might listen. Failure to listen to reason, spoken calmly, would teach us something in itself. At least bear witness, expose injustice however and whenever you can. And if there are wounds, better those than the deeper pain that comes from not acting.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. His opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.